Blog Talk Radio.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
And we thank you for loving all of us.
We thank you for loving all of us. All of us, our perfect imperfections, like John Legend says. I love that song. And thank you for making such a great love song at the end of time here. So, Jesus, go ahead and take the wheel today. We have 2 hours to congregate and listen to your voice. What are you saying? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? We're excited to participate in what you want to do. And so we just ask you to take the wheel and do your thing here. Get us good, Lord. Get us good, because you're not dead. You are alive. Glory, hallelujah. God is alive. And he's roaring like a lion. If it smells good, he's a cut cat. Cut kitten. I had to say that. Michelle in the chat room said, he's a cut cat. I don't know why I love that. Anyway, okay, here's to the cut kitten, Jesus Christ. He's a lion of the tribe of Judah. And he's coming to get us. Woo!
Love so long.
Electric Church, Jesus. We love you. We thank you. Hi, Jerry. How's it going?
Hi, Judy. It's going great.
I like what you said. You said Happy Enoch Day. Is that what you said?
That's what I said. Happy Enoch Day.
I love that. I love that. That's so great. Happy Enoch Day. Happy Translation Day. The True Bride is a friend of God's, and they know the day and the hour. We know the day is today. And I made a video today. YouTube let me talk on and on. I might have been able to go on past 30 minutes, but he told me right when I woke up this morning, he said, go get the word that I spoke over your son and start to remember everything I've done these last 7 months. He's been having me reminisce the last few days, but he specifically told me, I want you to read that word out loud. And so I did. I read it on a video I made today, and I got so pumped up. It was the Holy Spirit faith transaction. I read the word, and I got really drunk at home all alone. I read the word, and I was like, wow. I read it out loud, and God said, I've done everything on that list that I prophesied over your son. It's time to walk like Enoch walked. And I'm like, yeah. So I'm really pumped up today. It's just the Lord. The Lord's just getting me excited. He's saying, tell my bride knows the day and the hour. And the thing is, he'll tell each and every person. He told me, he said, I will give everybody the hour. All of my friends that want to ask, I will tell them the hour I'm coming for them, if they have the faith for that. And so, you know, he had already told us 11:58 p.m., and he told me, he said, I will give everybody the time, and I will pick everybody up, and it'll all work at their time zone. And when he told me that a while back, I said, Lord, how can you do that? I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, wait, I mean, like, that's impossible. And he said, well, I'm God. I can do it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry. Yeah, you can do anything. He said, so just tell people to get excited about the time, because I want to tell each and every person. And so I had said that a while back, and God has, people that have asked him have gotten an answer, and they have gotten various times, anywhere from 2 o'clock. I know Christine Pina and Jason, when they were here, Jason Chambers got 8 o'clock a.m., Christine Pina got 2, Katie and Carol both got 11:58, like I did, like he gave our family. And just get excited, you guys. He's coming to get us, and he just wants to encourage you. And Jerry, can you share? I got to have a phone call with Jerry last night, and the Holy Spirit was all over the phone call, because Jerry's been getting some crazy revelations from God that are really exciting to him and his family. And he when I told him, I don't know how God's going to do it, but he said he can make everyone's time zones. He'll get us all at the time that he says. And I'm like, how can you make that happen at the same time? And God said, I can do it. And Jerry said, well, that's, tell everybody what God told you about his whole time.
Well, I think he's really led me to believe, just over study, just time. Well, actually time. But anyway, that's another story. but he's led me to believe that basically he controls time. You know, he didn't just create the physical, he creates the entire environment that we exist in, and one of the most important aspects of that is time. And I believe he controls time, and I think one of the fundamental advantages he has over evil is that he can go into any moment and any time and do what he wishes to do. He's not restricted by time. So the way I envisioned it was, it's as if he has this huge room in heaven, and it's full of screens, and he can go into that room, and everything that's ever happened at any time can be displayed in that room at the same time. And he can just go in and pick different moments of different times and different places to do what he wants to do. So he's not restricted by the things that we're restricted by. So, you know, he can definitely manipulate things to make it all work out. That's how he works all of the time. And, you know, just think, if that's really what he can do, then how much sense does it make that he's so reliable in the last minute, in the last second of all these different situations, whether it's biblical or our own lives? So I think he's totally in control of time, and nobody's going to take that away from him.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you. And he is taking us all at the same time. So that's why I said, God, how do you do that? If you're taking us all at the same time, and my California time is 11:58, and, you know, let's say my other friend's time is 2 o'clock in the afternoon, how are you going to do that? He goes, I can do it. I'm God. but we are, don't make a mistake. We all are going at the same time. That's what he told me. He said, we're leaving. This church is leaving together. Rapture-centric church, the bride that's being, that he's put together, that's walking like Enoch walked off the face of this earth, we're going together. It's not going to be like you're going to have an hour. Let me call so-and-so. You know, no, we're going together. He told my son, this is so funny. Okay, originally before God revealed that we're all getting translated, I just thought it was my son, and so did my son, because God said he was going to translate him. And then one day God told me, he said, you think I love him more than you, don't you? And I'm like, well, yeah. I've always thought he likes all kids more than adults. I have. I thought he loved my kid way more than me. And he's like, I don't. I love all of my children the same. And that really touched me. He goes, why would you think I would take him and not you? I have to see you too. I want to see you. I will take you at the same time. And then he started giving revelations to a lot of people at RCC that they were going. And then he gave this general revelation to the church that he is taking this body together. And what's so exciting about that is that he's not picking us off one at a time. You know, we're not disappearing one at a time. But he did tell my son, hey, this is really funny, me and Tana have a joke about it, 30 seconds to 5 minutes. He goes, well, Mom, you know, if I do go before you, it's only going to be like 30 seconds to 5 minutes. I just think that's so funny, like 30 seconds. So if the Lord takes my son 30 seconds to 5 minutes before me, I'll go ahead and call people, but I really don't think that's going to happen. He's probably taking you the same time he's taking my son, you know? But I will tell you, I did have a dream that was from the Lord where he showed me my son being glorified right in front of my eyes, and I was cracking up. I was laughing so hard. I woke up laughing, and it was really great. We were in the bedroom. We were in a bedroom in the house we live in now, and I went, oh, John, it's happening. And he's like, what? What? He didn't feel anything. And I was watching him glorify right in front of me. I go, it's happening. And I said, you're changing. And he was like, he started laughing. And he's like, really? And I said, yeah. And then the glory fell on me, and then I was changed. And then we left. That was my dream. And it was the best dream ever. I woke up, like, laughing, because the feeling in me when I saw him being glorified was amazing, okay? So I wouldn't mind if he, like, 30 seconds before he zaps and takes us out of here, if I actually got to see that transformation on my own son. I think that would be really fun. But I'm pretty sure while I'm watching that, I'm not going to be of the mind to pick up the phone and call you, Jerry, okay? Like, so enthralled with what he's doing. Why would I, you know, pick up the phone? I won't. I'll be, like, just like in the dream, I'll be, like, too excited, and then we'll all be going seconds later. Like my son said, Mom, it'll only be 30 seconds to 5 minutes, you know? I don't know where he got that, but I believe kids are innocent, you know?
Yep.
Anyway. Yeah, but Jerry was in prayer, and he had some funny notion that little John might go a little bit sooner. And so that's why he's asked me to call him, if it's like 30 seconds to 5 minutes. You know, and I will, if I can. I think I'm going to be too hammered in the spirit, really.
It's possible.
And it would be really neat if God gave that gift to those of us that have kids. I think it'd be really neat for Jerry to watch his three girls start to transform in front of him. I think that God really likes to have fun with us and make us happy. And, you know, I think he'll do something like that. I mean, why would he give me a dream that way? You know, yeah, one massive text. Okay, Michelle, I will. But, you know, this all comes down to believing that God loves all of us the same. See, his favors on all of those that have childlike faith. You know, he doesn't love my son anymore, anyone in this church, or any more than me. He decided to land on him and do some things. So that's cool. And but you know, his spirit has lifted. He has the office of a prophet, but my son is no longer prophesying. God said, I'm coming now. I want you to play until I get here. So, you know, I mean, he loves God and he knows God's coming, but it's definitely not like it was. Like, the Lord lifted that what he had on him. And he would have to if he's going to wait this long. Nobody can live under the weight of glory that my son was under, you know, for very long. You know, I mean, all he could do was just, you know, he really couldn't function. And the Lord lifted that about 3 or 4 months. So he had it on him November, December, January, February. I think it was around March when he started to lift that. And, you know, my son said, does God still love me? I'm not, you know, hearing him. He's not doing what he did before. I go, yes, he does. He had a job to do. And then my son understood that and said, oh, okay. So, but when he talks to God, God answers him and talks and tells him things. But, you know, the Lord, he knows what he's doing. So God bless everybody. Carol, Deborah, our two guests, Alana, Michelle, Rojo, Roman, Jerry, Tana, and somebody just popped in chat. Welcome, Word. And let's welcome everybody on the phone. Oh, my goodness. Katie, you better call back. Katie dropped. Katie, I'm commanding you to call back right now. She is so pumped up on the Lord. Welcome, Joe. Welcome, Keith. Welcome, Tana. And welcome, Pat.
Hey, everybody.
And
hi,
everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Tana. Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Katie, back because Katie is just absolutely pumped up with God. She called me again today. The Lord is really speaking to her. He said he had her look at her clock, you know, the clock that she has that he plays with her with, he flirts with her. He had her look at it at midnight, and he's told her he's coming at 11:58, and she's just really excited. The Lord is telling her, I'm coming now, I'm coming now, I'm coming now, And I'm excited. Today there was some earthquakes. There was an 8.0 in Alaska and a 7.0 in New Zealand. He's shaking things up, and he's coming for us. And get ready to walk like Eve walked. Get ready for it, guys. And, yeah, so, Katie, if you could call back. I'll text her with my other phone right now because she was on the line. And I was blabbing away.
I heard about the 7.2, but what did you say about Alaska? How big was it?
8.0. It was. They had it first at 7-something, and then they upgraded to 8.0. And
Whoa.
Now there's tsunami warnings.
Whoa. Really? Oh, my God. Because you know what happens is you get the quake in Indonesia. The plates move in Indonesia under the ocean. And then what happens is then you'll get a big earthquake in Alaska, usually like a 3.0, something small. Then you'll get a big, huge one along the West Coast, anywhere from California down to southern tip of South America. So the fact that we have an 8.0 there means we're going to get a whopper of one coming along the West Coast. That's the rapture quake.
Mm. Yeah, cool.
That's crazy. My gosh, I should look that up.
Was there breaking news in End Time headlines as well.
Okay, because they saw it in time. Was there any damage to the Alaska itself, the people or the land? Or
I don't know, but it said, breaking news, a powerful 8.0 magnitude earthquake has just struck the coast of Alaska on the heels of 7.0 that struck New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, it struck New Zealand. Wow. There were a whole bunch of little earthquakes in the Aleutian Islands, I think, yesterday, too, before this 8.0. happened.
My gosh. You don't see those 8.0s are truly, you know, those are...
Oh, it says volcanoes are waking up in the Aleutian Islands. The most activity seen in 26 years is what it is. That what's happening with the Aleutian Islands.
Yeah, there it is. I'm so surprised they upgraded because you know these earthquakes, they love to downgrade them.
Exactly. Exactly. Like Alana's saying, they never upgrade. They never upgrade. They just downgrade.
They never
do.
I just
called Katie. I told her to call back, but Katie actually had to get going. And so she has to be somewhere, but she just wanted to say, tell everybody hi. And she said you can share whatever the stuff I've told you, but and I will. But she told everyone hi.
Hi, Katie.
So anyway.
Hi, Katie.
Yeah.
We miss you, Katie. Love you, Katie.
Yeah. Time, Judy. God told me before midnight. That's when he's coming, before midnight.
Today.
He told you before. Okay.
No, the 23rd.
That's really neat. He told you before. When did he tell you that, Tana?
he told me this when we first were supposed to, when you said have us all ask, like this was months ago. He said before midnight. When
that's
you had gotten
so exciting.
The letter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he reveals things to his friends. And if you have the faith for it, you know, if you have the faith for it and you want to know and you ask him, he's going to reveal it. And he will, because he's good. Did you get a time? Anybody else that's on the line, have you gotten a time? Or have you asked him? If you haven't asked him, feel free to do that. But have you gotten a time, Jerry? Or any of your
you know, girls? No, but my day's been filled with other ways that he's been moving. So it's just like today. And that's why I said happy Enoch Day.
Yeah. Hey, Joe Greta is eating, so he can't unmute himself, but he told me God told him 11:58 as well.
Wow.
Well, didn't he tell Luca 11:58 also, or something like that?
By the way, God told him that in high school. Okay?
Wow.
So, yeah. He was very young when God, he's 38 now, and he'll never forget it. He'll never forget it. He had him making clocks in school. He made a series of paintings of clocks, and they were 11:58, all of them.
Wow.
So, Joe's known the Lord since he was really young, and it's just exciting, you guys. I don't know if anyone – is anyone feeling the momentum of the Holy Spirit, the way he's moving? Is anyone – if you're
oh,
not,
yeah,
it's
sure.
Fine.
I'm surprised
but
you guys
like
got
a
11:58. A lot of videos have 11:59. Maybe – I don't know. I mean, right?
Well, no,
before
I always think 10 to 12.
The thing is, Keith, God was saying that it doesn't matter. Nobody – your times don't have to be the same. That's what he's saying. He's saying that – He's going to come at the time that he's promised you.
Okay.
So you don't have to have the right. You don't have to, like whatever he tells you is when he's coming. And that was the word
he told me
to 3
p.m.
Because,
he told me 3 p.m., which is the time that he died on the cross.
Well, if you asked him and he told you he's coming for you at 3, he's coming at 3. He is. You know the
so
day
I'm
and the
get
hour.
To chapter earlier then. I'll get to go earlier than you guys.
Well, no, but that, remember, no, the thing is, God said he was taking us all at the same time. And I said,
same
how
time.
Can you do that? And he said, I can do it because I'm God. So for some way, he's going to make your 3 o'clock and my 11:58 be the same time. I don't know how, but he said he would.
Cool.
So, we're going
I
together.
I was, a while ago, some months ago, somebody said that the East time for the whole world to be at the exact same time, my time on the East Coast would be 6 a.m. in the morning. So how many mornings I woke up at 6 a.m.? I'm
interesting.
Still here.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. At 6 a.m. East Coast, the whole world is the same day or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He's a master of time, and it's all acquired by faith. And if you don't have to believe that word from God that he gave me. I mean, you can ponder it and say, I don't know if I – but he did say it, and I have boldly said it before, but he had me want to do a video today and just remind people that I will tell my bride when I'm coming. And I'm sitting here, and I'm almost on fire right now. So the Lord wants to do some stuff with us. So Holy Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God, we ask you to intervene and speak and do your thing through your service today, through your people. We love you. We just submit everything that we are to you right now, and we ask you to speak through us the way you want. Everyone on the line, everyone in chat, Holy Spirit, just fall on this body, and Holy Spirit, get us hammered in your presence. Bring healing. Bring the fire of your coming in our hearts and touch us. Just touch us. Let's we're going to worship you, and we're just going to believe that you're going to take this service and do what you want. Take it. Take it.
Driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. going home to see your mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air.
Father God, Yarabro Sandara, come, come, presence of the mighty Jehovah God, Yarabro Sandara, Shondayarabri Sindiria, glory, glory, wisdom, knowledge, glory, wisdom, and knowledge, and all power is yours and yours alone. And you share this glory, wisdom, and knowledge with your people, with your body who loves you, who has childlike faith to believe that you can do anything. Yarabro sandara shondayara bri sindiria shondayara bro sandara kiara bro sandara shondayara. Father, speak, touch, heal, show us, deliver us. Oh, yes, Lord, we love you. We thank you that we are your bride. We thank you that we know you come. You come for us, Father. We thank you, Father, for shaking the world with earthquakes. There's none like you. There is none like you, Lord. You shake the earth. You probably just yawned. A little kitty meow, and the earth shook with it. You know, you're so amazing, Lord. And you can stop earthquakes, and you can start earthquakes, and you can do anything. And we trust you, and we love you, Daddy. We love you, Jesus. And God just told Alana, she said, there's so much. How is this possible? And God said, because I'm God, girl, because I am God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He is.
and because he is, and then she said, how can you overlook my flaws, my Lord? And he said, because I love you.
Oh.
Because. So, guys, we're going to actually hear from God right now. And we are going to hear from God. So what we're going to do is the Lord's going to speak. And we are going to give him that time. And we are actually going to listen. And he's going to speak. As we are quiet before him. So there's many ways that he talks to us all the time through our service. He'll talk through the news. He'll talk through everything, all of our fellowshipping as family. He's always talking. But today he wants to talk through us being silent before him. And so we're going to stop and we're going to listen and incline our ear together corporately to what the Lord's saying, and then we're going to share what he's saying because the Lord speaks. So we're gonna take this time and we're gonna do that, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna say, what is he saying to you? And he might show you a scripture. Remember, he speaks through any way he speaks. God speaks through the Bible, through animals, through circumstances, through a still small voice, through a thought in your mind, and we're just gonna share and we're gonna hear together. And everyone here is gonna hear the Lord. Stacy, Carol, Deborah, John Berthod, Alana, Michelle, Roe, Joe. Barry, and Joe, and Pat, and Keith, and Tana, and we're just going to share what the Lord is telling us. And so we thank you, Father, that you want to speak to us as a body, and we worship you, and we give you this opportunity now as we take this time to be still before you. And so we're going to play a song, and then we are going to say what the Lord is telling us. And I will play that right now.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh. How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. Mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. All your perfect imperfections, give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Could I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence. Now move through us, each and every one. This is what he told me during the song. He said, I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am good. I am coming for you, my lovely bride. Thank you for loving me and one another. Watch and see now what I do for you. Watch me move and grant engagement gifts. Will you receive what I want to give you? I want to make you happy. I want to pick up a smiling bride. Let me do that for you. I thank you for that word, Lord. It speaks to me. You know, I lay my burdens at your feet. Anything that would cause me to be distracted from you, I thank you, Father. I want to have a big smile on my face the hour you come, knowing that nothing in this world mattered. None of it mattered. It was just this world you used to refine me for the moment that I will see you face to face. I thank you, Father. Everybody's unmuted. If you want to share what our lovely dad is doing in you, we would love to hear it. Michelle in the chat room, the Lord said to her, I am coming for you any second now, today. I love you. And Alana wrote, you knew it today, didn't you? And then she sobbed, sobbed, sobbed. He played this for me today. Then he followed it with Cruisin'. Thank you, Bay. Cards on the table. Mm. We're both showing our hearts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
He gave me something. He said, basically an address for everyone. He said, you know, my people, rest in me. Make yourselves ready for me. Keep me in your hearts. And when I come, I will see a reflection of myself. Very cool.
Amen.
Can you read that again? Gary, can you read that again?
Yeah. He said, my people, rest in me. Prepare to see me. Keep me in your hearts, and I will see a reflection of myself when I come.
Amen.
Wow.
Everyone, just if you can't, go ahead. I just want to just stop and inhale.
Okay.
Just take a deep inhale that beautiful word from the Lord to us. It's almost like I don't want to move on because, you know, these are holy words. Never take it for granted what the Lord is speaking through us and one another. We love you, Father. Solidify these words. Roman in the chat room, to the bride from Jesus, my bride, you have accomplished many things. there is one more left I would like you to do. Have faith in what my prophets and messengers are saying. They speak my truth. Your spirit will know. Let the spirit guide you. Did you have something, Keith?
Oh, he was going to, there's more to it, Judy. That is why I sent it. I do not give you a gift for you to not use it and throw away. Use my spirit. It is holy and pure. It is the key. Fill your lamps with my oil, the oil of the spirit. Let my spirit enter you and take over your every being. It is your choice. I always give to my children who are willing to receive. My love is pure. My joy is pure. My happiness is pure. My grace is pure. I am pure. And now you are pure through me from the Lord, your King, from your Lord and King, Yeshua.
Wow.
Oh, thank you, Tana. And Tana, would you be able to read that from the beginning to end, what God told Roman, one more time? And before you do that, Rojo said, Jesus is standing among us with arms outstretched, hands open, offering healing to anyone for anything, and giving us his peace too. Giving us his peace to us. Amen. He told me he was going to heal people, so if you're sick in your body, continue to believe that. Continue to believe that he's a good daddy, and he just continue to believe. That's all he asks, and it's up to him to manifest it in his way. Could you read Roman's word again, Tana?
Yeah, to my bride from Jesus. My bride, you have accomplished many things. There is one more thing left I would like you to do. Have faith in what my prophets and messengers are saying. They speak my truth, and your spirit will know. Your spirit will know. Let the spirit guide you. That is why I sent it. I want to give you a gift for you not. I do not want to give you a gift for you not to use it and throw away. Use my spirit. It is holy and pure. It is the key. Fill your lamps with my spirit, fill your lamps with my oil, the oil of my spirit. Let my spirit enter you and take over your every being. It is your choice. I always give to my children who are willing to receive. My love is pure. My joy is pure. My happiness is pure. My grace is pure. I am pure, and now you are pure through me from your Lord and King, Yeshua. And there's one from Stacy. Don't read it.
Yeah. Please.
My children, do not grow weary. Trust in me. Do not look to the left or right or up. Do not look to the left or right, up directly to me. I am always with you. But basically, look up at him. He's always with us. Don't look to left or right. Trust in him. Don't grow weary, basically, is what he's saying to her.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Father, Father, oh, you know, while we were playing that song and I was lifting my hands up to Jesus, you know, kind of like I did when I used to go to traditional church. And he just, Carol said what he told me. Carol in chat, when I read what she put, that's what he told me. Basically, he's like, look straight into my eyes. Just look, keep looking straight into my eyes. He said, I have so much more to tell you, my bride. Like he's saying it to all of us, keep looking at me. I have more to speak today. I have more to say. And I'm going to read what Carol put. She put, Lord, we will not grow weary. She said, we will not grow weary. We will not look for detours. We will trust your voice. We hear you say you are coming for us, and we believe you. We stand firm on your word. We will not look to the left. We will not look to the right. We will only look straight into your eyes. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he just said, just keep looking it straight at me. I have more to say. And everybody is expressing their love for the Father in chat. It's beautiful. Does anybody on the line want to read it so it's not just me talking the whole time? Does anybody want to read the expressions of love in chat? There's so many expressions of God's love that people are giving in the chat room. Does anybody on the line, would you like to share what God's saying?
Yeah,
I have.
I'll share.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, no, I just had some of he and I that I'm kind of skipped around different paragraphs just to kind of, so I just, I thought there was some interesting things. He says, let me profit by the days of your life. They are not many. Prolong me in them as much as you can. Don't let a day go by without doing something for me, for there is not a single day when I am not at work in you for your own happiness. Do you believe me? And he says here, when you have entered into the treasure house of his love, you will stay there. You will make it your home. That's where you belong. And from there, as from a lofty balcony, you will see life, your neighbor, service for God's glory, from a new viewpoint that will completely change your usual petty ways. The saints saw things differently from others, and that is why they seemed to lead strange lives. They didn't have the same eyes. The atmosphere of the world is so false that it is foreign to truth. So go deep into my domain of love and lock yourself in.
Beautiful. Thank you, Father. What a perfect word, Pat. What a perfect word.
Yeah. Later I'll read Lana's, but I will let everybody else speak. And she's got a powerful message for us. Thank you,
I know
Jesus,
Keith has something to say. I have something to say. I have to leave for work in like a few minutes. Can I go now? Or
do you want me to read it now?
Well, I have something
to
share.
Okay. Sure.
Yes,
you want,
Shauna,
go ahead. Go ahead, honey.
She has to go to work.
Can y'all hear
okay,
me?
Okay, go ahead. Yes, honey.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, is that cool? Because I know Keith has been waiting.
Yeah, Keith.
No, go,
yeah,
honey. You have
mind?
To go to work.
Yeah,
okay, this is what the Lord told me in our quiet time. I love you, my daughter. You are my daughter. I love you. Your life will change now very soon. You will be with me for all eternity. No more cares, concerns, or worries. Your troubles are gone, daughter. Home with me is where your heart is. Such a glorious heart you have for me. Your time has come now. You are home in a blink now. Your love is overwhelming in me. I can't function without you anymore, my love. I need you now. Come home, my daughter, and live happily ever after. You will live happily ever after within me and your beloved Prince Charming. With me and your beloved Prince Charming. Soon I will see you, my sweet daughter. I am coming now.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Shauna. Thank you. Receive your word. We thank you for speaking to us. We thank you.
Jesus. Alana, just real quick. Alana says, as you have prayed, the whole church, I love you all, every single one. That's what she got.
Beautiful.
I think I saw was,
yeah.
Ed heard, the Lord told me, asked him, is it soon? He said, the rapture soon be ready. It was very urgent. And then I saw this vision of everybody climbing up this mountain, and we were all kind of like, you know, in back of each other, kind of heading on up. Jesus is at the top. And then, like, while we were going up the mountain, there was a long line. We would stop and different things along the way. These are sort of the trials that we go through. It was cool because when we got to the top, we looked around, and, like, we're at a very high mountain. So you could see, like, the whole world, which is super cool. We looked around. Right when we got to the top, we looked around, and you could see all the saints in white because they've all been raptured.
Wow. That's cool.
Cool, Keith.
Yeah. Super cool.
Very good. Great.
And you heard, you saw that vision, and then you heard rapture soon be ready. Is that what you heard, Keith?
At first, I asked him if the rapture was soon. He said, rapture is soon be ready. It was urgent. And then I saw the vision of the mountain, and we're like right at the top now. And then you turn around, look around, and you can see everybody in the world, and all the saints are raptured. You know, like, now it's time.
Wow. Thank you, Father. Wow. And people in the chat room are saying thank you, Keith. Thank you, Tana. Thanks, everybody, for sharing.
I love you, Jesus. I love you. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah. I love you. I worship you. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We really love you, Daddy. We continue to give you this time to get us really good, Lord. We want to give you this time to talk and that we're going to listen. We're inclining our ear. The Lord is telling me that He's going to pour out a greater measure to even those that I'm one of those people that want to hear Him more, and you know, and He wants to pour that out, and that's why I think He's giving this time right now. So that's what he said. He said, there's more I want to say, and I want to open up. I want to talk to people, everybody, you know. And so let's just give him that time now to speak to our hearts for visions, for pictures. He wants us to experience him together as a body, as a community of lovers who loves his appearing. And there's more he wants to do. Thank you, Father. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you. We trust you. We believe.
Thank you.
Look around you replied the Lord among the nations, and see and be astonished, astounded, for I am putting into effect a work in your days such that you would not believe it if it were told you.
Hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Give you a sense.
Pat and Tana,
yeah,
and Keith and Joe and Jerry, you are unmuted. Please feel free to share what the Lord is doing with you.
I just have that message. I can read it whenever from Lana. It's very encouraging. It's addressing everything that everybody's going through. Not necessarily us so much, but there's anybody listening out there will identify maybe, and this will kind of bring your spirits up a bit. I sense an increase in many dealing with despair. Despair that seems to have come out of nowhere and has almost knocked many off their feet. This despair has been sent upon many to bring impairment, to reduce you, to weaken you. I sense the disappointment and discouragement has opened the door to despair for many. The cycle continues to go round and round. Disappointment, discouragement, despair, disappointment, discouragement, despair. As you keep your eyes on him, despair will not keep you from the stairs, meaning new level God is taking you to. I sense the Lord saying that this cycle ends now. In this season, as you draw closer to him, you will see the cycle end. End is capitalized. This is not God's heart or desire for you, and he is leading you into greener pastures. The repair cycle has begun. I sense the Lord's reassurance and comfort that the repair cycle has begun. The cycle of healing and restoration is happening now to bring you to the place of greater release and increase. The Lord is bringing healing to grief, to discouragement, to sadness, to sorrow, to mourning, to confusion, to depression, broken hearts, to fear, to foreboding, to anxiety. The cycle is breaking. The enemy came in for the taking, but as the people of God stand up and put the stake in the ground, the cycle is breaking. The winds of change have landed, and the tables are turning in your favor. A new cycle is in full motion. The enemy is attempting to hinder the new cycle that has begun, but as the Lord accelerates the cycle, the enemy will be knocked off his feet and confusion sent into his camp. New masterpiece, he will give you peace. I have had a sense the past week that what the Lord has been painting behind the scenes, not only are we in the season where it will be revealed suddenly, but it is going to be a masterpiece. I sense the Lord saying that many have become discouraged and in despair in the waiting for the unveiling. But hold to his word, because the masterpiece will carry such excellence and glory of the Lord that there will be a flood of salvations, healings, and miracles around you. The wait has been long, but the Lord is bringing a shaking and a stretching so you can carry more of what he is releasing. There will be such heavy excellence and glory over the masterpiece that he is preparing for and through you that there will be some of the greatest exploits of God in and through you that you have ever seen. And then she's got the word K-A-B-O-D, Kabod. The word Kabod, God's majesty, visible splendor and abundance, has been ringing in my heart and spirit. The Kabod of God is going to be lavished and dripping from every inch of the masterpiece that he is developing in and through you. You are being positioned to demonstrate the greatest visible demonstration of the Kabod of God through your life that you have ever seen. All the waiting, all the attack, all the struggle will be worth it to see the glory of God that will be resting over you and through you. Abundance will flow from heaven over your life in dramatic increase and through you to the lives of those around you. There will be a huge increase in salvations and seeing the harvest brought in through the Kabod over your life. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's from Habakkuk 2, verse 14, peace. Hold on. God will bring you back to the place of peace and hope as your eyes as you keep your eyes on him. Despair has come to impair, but the Lord is bringing repair. This lady likes to rhyme. When the enemy is attempting to tear you, the Lord is coming to repair you. The places that are hurting, the places that are broken, the places that are discouraged and fighting despair, he is coming and positioning you in his peace again as you position your eyes again on him like a flint. Peace shall be your borders. Kabod masterpiece is about to be revealed. So there you go.
Wow, that's great. Judy just texted me. Her call dropped. She's calling back in. I think Michelle's got a word up here. I'm going to try to read it. Dear children, there is no more time left now. Now is the time I come to get you, my sweet bride. Be ready for me. I love you more than you can ever imagine. There are no more steps left for you to take. Just trust in me. It is up. I am coming now. No more seconds left. Keep looking to me. I love you. Love your father.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
When I was praying during that last song, just praying and shaking basically, and and an image of Jesus was in front of me, and as it was, I was realizing that, at least for me, I can easily imagine a smile on the face of Jesus, but I think Father is depicted much more soberly, and I said, you know, so I said basically to Jesus, you know, can we put a smile on the face of the Father? And he said, well, ask him. And so he sort of directed my attention to the Father. And I didn't see a really strongly defined face, but I saw a face well enough and that I could see the expression change. And he showed me a smile, and he said, yes. And I'm looking for, and then Rosemary keeps saying, I keep hearing Jesus say, it is over, it is done. I think our waiting, she says.
Wow.
I'm looking to see if there's anything else that I missed. Tana said goodbye, I think. Bye, Tana, we love you.
Bye, honey.
Wow.
Roman, oh, there you are.
No, go ahead, Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, and Roman said, if does anyone hear that, it's the winds of change. Glory to God, Michelle.
Yeah. You know, BP Earth Watch and Bagley and Dabu are all over the earthquake and tsunami warning right now. So, you know, I'm always clicking on and you know, multitasking during the show. And so we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for shaking things up. We thank you, Father. We love the way you're moving. You're moving just as the Bible predicted you would move, but you're moving among us too. You're moving and shaking us, even as there's tsunami warnings and earthquakes. You're speaking to us, and we get the good shaking, Lord. We get the shaking of the Holy Spirit. It was power and love inside of us, and we thank you that we are not the objects of your wrath. We thank you, Father, that you pour your love on us. And we pray for all of these earthquakes and tsunami warnings and this earthquake swarm and the CMEs that are coming even today. And we thank you. And we thank you that there will be no premature death. We come against the spirit of death. And we say that the Lord's will be done to wake people up. Father, we agree as a church, as a body that loves your appearing, that you would wake people up with these earthquakes. Wake them up, Father. If you just could wake up one person from today's quake, I know all of heaven would be rejoicing. So, Father, we just pray that these shakings would do as your will would have them do. And we say, come, and we say, shake it up some more, Dad. Yeah. At least I do.
Yeah.
You know what?
I have the full report here if you want me to read it. I don't know. On this Alaska thing, I've got it on from the internet thing. I don't know. It's up to you.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. But before you do that, Jerry, were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I've been having a kind of an Elijah experience the last day or two. Yesterday, there's a song by Rich Mullins that he wrote early in his career that's called Elijah. And it's basically the key phrase in it is, and when I go, I want to go out like Elijah, the chariot on fire and so on. And the Lord was really playing that in my head, and I know it was Him doing it. And then today, I had a quiet time this afternoon where I was just seeking Him, and a fire truck pulled up across the street, and a very unusual thunderstorm came up, which had a very strong, constant wind. And then there was thunder, and the earth shook. And it's just like when Elijah went to the cave hiding. And I've got these verses in front of me. Said, the Lord God said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. The Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the quiet time that I was having, what He spoke to me about was Enoch, and that's why I texted Happy Enoch Day.
Wow.
So they're my two witnesses. I claim them for today.
Okay.
And Jerry, what did you claim?
I claim Elijah and Enoch as my two witnesses for today.
Yeah. I agree with that. I claim that too. Yeah, Pat, we would love to hear.
Oh, yeah, this is interesting. This is just out on the news, on the Internet. Anchorage, Alaska. I'll read it quick because I don't want to take up too much time here. Residents of the city of Adak on Alaska's Aleutian Islands evacuated the town site and gathered on a nearby hill Monday after a magnitude 8.0 earthquake prompted a tsunami warning for the island chain. And this part is kind of upsetting for these. We're seeing water leave our bay, so we do have everybody up on the Bering Hill area where our primary evacuation center is, City Manager Leighton Lockett told the Associated Press by telephone as he gathered some last paperwork before handing out himself to join about 300 residents at the center, about 200 miles west. A tsunami wave, but this is kind of weird, of about 7 inches was reported at Amichik Island. A spokesman for the Alaska Department of Homeland Security and Management Emergency Management said. There were no immediate reports of damage, he said, as authorities with the state emergency system began notifying the coastal communities affected by the tsunami warning or the tsunami advisory that was issued for coastlines further from the earthquake's epicenter. Natasha Rupert, a seismologist with the Alaskan Earthquake Center, said that because the communities that would have suffered damage are under a tsunami warning, people may not have been able to get out and check for damage yet. The earthquake was widely felt at Adak, one of the largest cities in the affected area of about 1,300 miles southwest of Anchorage. Shaking could also be felt in Shima and other villages along the sparsely populated Aleutian Islands. Shima Island is where the U.S. military operates Erickson Air Force Base, which serves mainly as an early warning radar installation. The earthquake recorded at 12:53 a.m. Alaska Daylight Time was initially reported with a magnitude 7.1 but was upgraded to 8.0, Rupert said. The quake was centered about 13 miles southeast of Little Sitka Island or 25 miles north of Amichik Island. Amichika is where the government tested nuclear weapons underground in the 1960s and 70s. The tests included one of the United States' largest nuclear explosions ever. The quake was recorded at a depth of 60 miles, which is relatively shallow for an earthquake in the Aleutian Islands. The shallower the quake, the more likely it will be felt. The quake was followed 18 minutes later by a magnitude 6.0 aftershock, and at least three more aftershocks followed with magnitudes ranging from 4.8 to 5.9. The National Tsunami Warning Center in Palma, Alaska issued a tsunami warning for coastal areas from Nikoski population 18, and Atua, which is near the tip of the Aleutians. A warning means significant inundation is possible or occurring. Residents were warned to move inward toward higher ground. A tsunami advisory was also issued for coastal areas between Nikolsky and Unimark Pass, which is further east. That area includes Unalaska, that's the name, Unalaska, a city of about 4,000 people. An advisory means strong currents or dangerous waves are expected, but widespread inundation isn't likely. So that's what they got. These people are having some trouble. Oh, boy. Yeah. And it's all connected. All those lines underneath are connected. They're connected all the way down to the United States, to the Andreas, to the Yellowstone. They say that all those veins, what they call them veins, are all connected. So if one goes off, it's upsetting the rest of the stuff, you know. Oh, so here we go.
We've had a couple church services where we had a big quake, but I think this is probably the biggest. What do you think, Keith?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember everybody. Do you guys think this is our biggest quake during the day of the show? I think so. Two of them?
Yeah, 8.0, yeah, that's the biggest. That's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah,
and then
they
have a 7.2. Supposed to be at a 7.2 today in New Zealand at the same time. It's like, whoa.
Right.
Because we were doing a string of 7.0s and then 8.0s, and then it kind of went dead, but now it's picked back up, and now in the United States, so yeah, it's huge.
You know, the Lord's yeah. really speaking to us through the quake, and his spirit was on me super strong today. I mean, he literally said, when I woke up, he said, read the prophecy over your son, and I just think it's interesting that, like, he made our service go this way. Like, he's trying to talk to us and encourage us, so I hope everyone that's listening, and even in the archive, whenever we have these services live, the same anointing is in the archive. Like, worship as if you were here with us now. Lift up your hands. I was on my knees again. I had my hands in the air. I mean, just feel free, if you're listening in the archive, to receive everything that we're getting live, because the Lord is on all of this. He's the pastor. He's supernatural, and he knows not everybody can listen live. But he's really speaking, and I hope this is really, I mean, I'm encouraged greatly, but I also woke up really encouraged by the Lord supernaturally. And I just think it's interesting that he's speaking the way he is to us, and then the earthquakes happen on this day, and these are very substantial. Like I said, we've had the earthquake before when we did the show, but it was just one, and it was exciting. There was a momentum, but this just feels different. The Lord is really trying to speak to us and let us know of his plans, and I really appreciate it. I appreciate you, Father, talking to us, and let's just, you know, rejoice that we're being given these words, and it's lighting up with the shaking that's going on. I just don't take it for granted. I really appreciate what the Lord's doing with us and for us right now.
Amen.
Many of us were isolated knowing that the Lord was coming, and, you know, I just think it's comforting that he's continuing to tell us what he's doing. So thank you, Father. We appreciate that you would have a service like this on a day that you would have these earthquakes and tsunamis. And we do, I don't know if somebody wants to throw up a prayer that we can all agree with. I prayed earlier, but maybe another one where we can just really agree that God's will and protection is over people as he starts to shake things up. Our prayers are powerful.
Father, we do rest in you, and we love you and seek you, and we're so thankful for this time where we're being directed and experiencing listening and the hearing of you. As these things come forth on the earth, we trust in your persistent messages of protection and peace. And we ask that they go out over all of the loved ones and family members, and then even all the people of the earth, as you work your plan and speak to the world as you must. So we rejoice in these things, the times, the events, and we rejoice and your love and protection over everyone you care for. In Jesus' name.
You know, it's really important that we believe, because that's what separates this group out, is because of our faith, and it pleases God. We walk like Enoch walked. We just walk right out of here. And I think God wants to talk about that right now. So does anyone have any revelations on that, about our faith and believing?
He really impressed upon me today, and everything has been so electric since we started here this evening. I don't know if there's really too much more to say. I mean, he really actually, there is one more thing to say. He told me earlier today that today he was going to conduct the wedding.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Jerry, wow. Oh, wow. That's so beautiful. Oh, Jesus, we're so ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, I was really thank you, Jerry, for sharing that, because I know God wanted to say something more, but I didn't know who had it, and how exciting. Mm.
he had to give me an opening.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Oh,
I love
wow.
it. Can you just share Great. That again? Because the Lord has a song for us, and you can just say again what he told you. That's amazing.
You know, we were just talking, and he just gave me, at one moment, a picture of him, and he said, and with reference to today, I'm going to conduct the wedding. This is
wow.
Jesus. He's saying, I'm going to conduct the wedding today.
Well, with that, we should have a final countdown. I'll answer 713 after our song here. 713, I'm glad you called in. Is that Kimberly?
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi, it's Debbie.
Oh, Debbie, can you share?
I can hear. Y'all are playing a song right now, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Debbie.
Hi, honey.
Oh, that's okay.
Can you share?
I can hear you so much better.
Oh, okay, great. If you want to share something, and we can do the song after you share.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Listen, I just wanted to agree with everybody that there's going to be a wedding today, and I just really wanted to kind of remind everybody that, first of all, I'm thinking this might be one of the last times we get to be together this way. And, you know, before we get caught up, you know, the dead in Christ are going to rise. And I'm thinking that... that we're going to see the 3 days of darkness before we depart. I've been, you know, listening to some things that have been shared by other Christians who believe like we believe, and I'm just really thinking we're going to see some stuff before we get caught up. Could I just get some feedback from you guys on that? Because I really think we're going to see a little bit of excitement before we get our glorified bodies, and it's my understanding that during those 3 days is when we get transformed, and there's going to be witnesses to it. People are going to see this stuff happen to us, and I'm just excited. I mean, I'm just so excited. I'm shaking right now. So can somebody over there get excited with me?
It's Deborah Somerset on the phone. So, Deborah, we, Rapture Centric Church, we agree to all have different opinions on things. And so this is one area, this 3 days of darkness thing, is there's so many different, it's not, you know, it's not specifically in the Bible. I mean, it speaks of the 3 days of Jonah, and that's where people are getting that. But God spoke to my son about it. I have what I believe God told us about it. But, you know, but listen to the Lord himself, and I can tell you what he told me. I mean, there's other people on the line that believe we're going to see it personally. The Lord says, no, we won't be here for it.
Okay.
You know, that's what he told me and my son. But the thing is, you know, you have to, you know, the Lord, I was thinking because so many people have gotten this 3 days of darkness thing that maybe it happened after the translation because the Lord, he very well told us what it meant. He told my son that we're not seeing that. But see, that was before I knew that we were going before the worldwide rapture. So that's why I was like, what else? Because God was laughing at the 3 days of darkness because I was going to go buy a bunch of candles, and the Lord was laughing. Kevin was still here before he got translated, and Kevin said God laughed at him too. So we're like, let's not get candles because it's like not going to happen for us. So the thing is, go ahead, Keith, did you want to say something there?
I'm going into my prayer meeting, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Oh,
I love you all.
Good. Have a healing time.
We love you. Look forward to it. I can hear you.
We'll talk later.
Thank you. Love everybody.
Okay, love everybody.
Love you. The RCC church is translated first, so we won't experience any of that. Maybe the rapture bride might experience the 3 days of darkness thing, but the RCC church is being translated before the worldwide rapture. So we won't experience any of that.
That is good news. I'm good with that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is helpful to me.
Yeah, well, I can explain what the Lord told me. I may have made a video on it before, but, you know, just take it before the Lord. You don't have to believe a jackass. You know, you don't have to believe anyone on YouTube. Just believe what the Lord leads you to believe. But he told me that the 3 days of darkness was a spiritual darkness. And he said, he told me it was a spiritual darkness, and then the lights come back on when the 144K come back and work the superpowers and work the trip for him. You know, he'll talk to you. If you need to get candles and supplies, you'll do it, you know. But he really has revealed to this body that we won't be seeing that. He's told so many people in this body that we're not a part of that. And because so many people have this thing of the lights being off, you know, maybe it's going to happen after the worldwide rapture, but he told me it was not literal blackness. That's what he told me, and he told my son that we don't see that. I mean, he told my son that when, early on in the days when the spirit was drawing him really strong. You know, be encouraged. Be encouraged that you're not going to be suffering any of that, Deborah.
I am out of here. I am so out of here. One of the things he has been telling me to do, though, and I don't drink tap water, and I drink spring water from gallon jugs, and he won't let me throw them away, and he's telling me to fill them up, and they're not for me.
Yeah.
So I'm filling them up, and I'm putting them, I'm hiding them, so somebody else will find them when I'm gone. You know, I mean, he's telling me to do that, but that I'm not going to be using them.
Yeah, and Deborah, just so you know, I have 8 5-gallon containers of water in my house right now, 8 of them. And, when my son was 3, the Lord started telling me to always have 5 bottled waters, 5 gallons. Don't ever let them go out. So I've been faithfully doing that for like 8 years. And I still have, even as we're talking, I counted the water bottles. They're here, up here in my house, and we use them. And as we're done using them, we refill them. So, you know, the Lord cares. So just keep obeying what he's telling you to do. I know that, you know, one of these days, this today that we get translated, that water is going to be there for those that are left, you know. But until then, we're drinking the fresh water, and then we just refill them every week. My sister and I take turns filling the waters and getting purified water. So, you know, we don't have Alhambra do it. We go get it ourselves. It's much cheaper. But anyway, yes. So he is thinking about the people that are going to be left behind. You know, he's kind. He's gracious.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the water too.
Mm-hmm. And all this darkness and stuff might happen, like the earth shaking might happen right before the rapture ride is taken, and then during the, when it starts shaking, maybe the rapture ride is taken, and then the 3 days of darkness after the rapture ride is gone. But, yeah, as the RCC Church, we're translated before all that, but, yes, that should happen.
Yes, that's what he showed me, too, Tana. He showed me after the worldwide rapture, the 3 days of darkness when it begins, and then the fourth day is when they come back on the fourth day, but that's exactly what he told me. But, you know, so many people have this little blackout thing that I just, there might be something to that. I mean, you know, he told me it was a spiritual darkness that was covering the land, but, you know, that might be when maybe the translated bride leaves, maybe that's the spiritual 3 days of darkness when we leave. I have no idea, but I just know that when he spoke to me, Deborah, I didn't know that we were a different group than the worldwide rapture, but it's exciting. The Lord will talk to you. Deborah, I fully expect for God to tell you himself as well. I do.
Okay.
And he will.
Bottom line, go to God with for everything,
yeah.
What's coming from man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with all that. I think Keith agreed, too. I totally agree with that. I don't see, I mean, we understand that there will be spiritual darkness at some point, but that is not what he's led me to believe. And the other part of what he's led me to believe is when you routinely look for timelines, the 3 days of darkness is a very convenient fudge factor.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, that's not saying everybody that's talking about it is that way, but I don't, there's no darkness of that kind on my horizon, and he's never shown me that.
Yeah, and, you know, 3 days of, you know, there could be blackouts, too, because, you know, that's when asteroids are going to hit, and, you know, the sun flares and whatever is going to, like, take down electrical grids, so who knows, there could be a blackness as well.
If Yellowstone goes, you're definitely going to have blackness.
Right. Yeah.
And
we know that it's not going to, you know, go until we leave. We really are fully 100% protected. He said over and over again, and I believe him. I believe he hasn't had me stock up for anything now, not at all. So
has anybody heard of the proton belt? Yeah. That would cause darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Earth is supposed to go through a proton belt. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. That would cause darkness.
Maybe somebody has
more on that.
Well, all I really know is that, you know, there's this discussion that the solar system, as it moves, which it does, could be going through something like that at some point.
Yeah.
But, that's all I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
no,
that's it. I'm
Deborah,
just throwing it out there.
I just straight up asked him, Deborah. He had told my son that the 3 days of darkness was a real event. He had told my son that a while back. So I asked him about it. So I said, Lord, so what is it? And he told me, he said, it's 3 days of spiritual darkness, and he made it clear. I mean, it's the worldwide rapture because the translation occurs, then the worldwide rapture, and then he said it's 3 days of spiritual darkness when I take my bride off the face of this earth. It's 3 days of spiritual darkness, like she's gone. So my spirit is taken from here. But on the fourth day, I bring the 144K back because many of us that are going to get married, we're coming back. Okay, so as soon as we come back on the fourth day after the wedding, we bring the light of Christ back on into the world, and we bring hope to everybody who's left behind, and that's the light, spiritual light, so to speak, coming back on. So he told me that's what that meant, and that's when, on the fourth day, God told our son specifically exactly how it would show down. It would be the comets would be coming down and raining down like Sodom and Gomorrah. The comets would be coming down for a full 24 hours and hitting Earth, and then after that, the nukes would be hitting key cities all across America at the same time. And when God gave him the vision, he's only 10, remember, and he said, Mom, they were those people that wear rags and dresses, you know, those people from the Middle East. It was It was that country. They were the ones firing the nukes at America. And he saw San Francisco. He saw New York. He said, Mom, a lot of major cities. And God showed him that they're firing them all at once. So that's on the fifth day. And so that's how America goes down. And that's what he told my son. So I believe that. But take it before the Lord and ask him, you know, there's a lot of where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's peace. And there's a lot of hysteria about this 3 days of darkness, I've noticed, people afraid. And that's why I just said, what is this, Lord? Do we need to stock up for it? And he said, no, absolutely not. So, you know, and
cool.
he told our little boy over and over again that my bride, he showed him catastrophe after catastrophe. He showed my son so many people dying at once. He said, Mom, they did not even have a chance to call out. They were dead so fast. He said, boom, they were dead. He saw them at the boardwalk. We live in California in San Diego, in Santa Cruz. He said, Mom, the boardwalk just went down, and everyone died all at once. And he showed him in Texas. There was an earthquake, and everyone died all at once. And he said, Mom, there was no time. They died really fast. And after he kept showing, listen, the 10-year-old, you know, all these visions, he wasn't afraid. My son was startled, but he wasn't afraid because the Lord kept saying, but this will not touch you, my bride. This will not touch you. This will not touch my bride. But this is what's going to happen after my bride is taken. So that's why I say confidently, you know, thus says the Lord, it's not going to happen. We're not, Yellowstone can shake all at once. As long as I'm still here, that thing's not going off. And, you know, you can claim God's truth on that. You can claim God's protection. He can't violate Psalm 91, can he now? Can he do that? No, he can't. He doesn't violate. He protects his children. And so we're going to see stuff, but we're seeing stuff today, right? We're seeing stuff,
right.
But we're not seeing the global catastrophes that are going to happen as soon as we are taken. And they're all lined up and ready to go. So we can rejoice and have confidence in that.
You know what else? I'm seeing a lot of, and just days ago, I don't know if this is real or not, two sons and stuff, but there's an awful lot right now about August, about Nibiru coming in and really smashing up, not city hitting the earth, but causing all kinds of horror to the earth by August. Yeah. It's just one after the other I'm seeing. That come out of the woodwork on the internet on Nibiru. Yeah. So I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah.
Amen. And yeah. You know what Carol said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is revelation. Amen. The Lord will tell you. He talks to his kids. He really does. He talks to, he'll tell you. You know, before the Lord fell on our son, the Lord woke me up in 2012, and so I was stocking up on things based on pure videos, you know.
I was listening,
and the Lord was telling me he was coming, but I wasn't like, seriously asking him. I was busy teaching and telling the kids the Lord's coming back, but I wasn't like, I was just listening to a bunch of videos. And then finally when I started asking him, you know, like it wasn't necessary to be stocking up. And so we basically have used almost all the food we stocked up on, but there's still plenty of canned food here for the left behinds that we're not touching just because we don't normally eat like top ramen and stuff and Campbell's soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not like what we eat every day, so we have a bunch of it. But we're not going to be here for the economy crash. The dollar's not going to fall while we're here. None of this major stuff is going to happen. It's not. He's going to feed and take care of us till we leave.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I truly feel it's just about any minute too. Every morning I wake up, I'm surprised when I wake up. Because I don't feel alone. I didn't think I was going to be here today. Really,
oh,
truly.
Honey.
You know, about the 3 days, I figured all I needed to do was stock up for 3 days. And I got well over 3 days of whatever I need already here at my house. So I just was not sure. Now, but I'm comforted that we're not going to be here. But I never had any type of fear about it because I just knew that, hey, when it gets dark, it's like, all right, we're almost out of here, you know. But but we might be out of, you know, but that we're going to be gone before that is just an awesome, awesome, you know, piece of knowledge right there. But I've never, you know, I'm not afraid of that because I just know that, well, Jesus is sitting right here with me right now. So there's just no reason to have any fear, you know.
Right.
Yeah, Deborah. People in chat said it's nice to hear Deborah's voice.
Well, thank
you. It's nice to have you, Deborah. Yeah. What else is the Lord doing with you? Tell us.
Well, right, today I've just been working really hard. I wasn't even aware that there was an 8-point whatever earthquake because I left early today and I didn't get home until late. And, you know, I'm doing all this work and I'm just thinking, you know, I do real estate and I'm just thinking, are these people ever going to get their keys? Because they might not. And every time I have a closing, I'm surprised, you know, because I'm thinking, mm-hmm. Any minute, of course, I've been thinking that for 2 years, right? So every time there's a closing for the last 2 years, I'm just not even believing it because I think I shouldn't be here right now. But I know that the Lord is still preparing his bride. And like I said yesterday in chat, you know, it's like as impatient as I might be, you know, he's still gathering his children, and the last person on the ark is just as cherished as the first. You know,
mm-hmm.
So
amen,
I just need to cool my jets and just be patient, you know, because the Lord is not done yet, you know, and mm-hmm. as soon as he's done, I'm sure he'll let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You ain't alone, honey.
Well, he's continuing to date his bride in addition to today. So do we have any more date setters in the crowd? Go ahead and set your dates here that the Lord has given you. If you have any, please feel free to share because this church, God's rapture-centric church was founded upon date setters and date setting, dates that he has set with his bride. So just because he said it with you doesn't mean we're going to be here for it because he said in addition to today. So if he gave you a date further back, we want to hear about it, but it doesn't mean we're going to make it to that date. We know he's shady. We love God. He's working in a way that we don't quite understand with these dates, but we trust him. We know we're hearing his voice. So Michelle's telling me God told her 6/28. So would that be Saturday? I'm not looking at a calendar. Is that Saturday, Jerry?
It's Saturday. And God has very powerfully been pointing me at that date, but it would take me too long today to describe what all that is, maybe tomorrow if we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely pointed me to Saturday.
He pointed you to the 28th too?
Yeah.
It kept on going today. We're going today, but do you have 9 minutes to be able to give you enough time, or is it more in depth?
What I will say is he's, for 3 days in a row, he has directed me to something that happens in my experience on the 28th, and it also connects with something Keith was really urging me to look up, and so I've gotten several different things in my experience that are pointing me to the 28th, and it's sort of a story, but it continued today, and if anything, I was expecting. I mentioned the 28th or Saturday last night on the show, and I said, well, I was expecting something else, and boy, I sure got it this morning. So,
wow.
Actually, I got two things this morning.
Dang it. I wish I would have had more time to
share. That's okay. It's the 28th, and, you know, there's no doubt that he's pointing me to it. So, you know, maybe he'll do something tomorrow. It'll give me even more understanding. I don't know. But so far, for 3 days in a row, he's definitely got me looking there.
Hmm. Cool.
So.
That's exciting. So exciting.
You know, the only reason.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason, you know, in the Bible it says, I get this all the time, right? It you know, irks me when people say, oh, but no man knows the day of the hour. Well, guess why that is, you guys? The reason is there's 24 time zones on the planet, right? It's two different days on the planet all the time. And nobody knows the day or the hour because it's a different time if you're in a different state. See what I mean? It's impossible to nail it down. But we can know the week or the month or the season. I fully believe we can know those things.
Bible system.
Course we can't know the day and the hour because the world is rotating.
But actually, you can if you ask him, the day is today, and ask him for your hour. I made a video about it today. The Lord spoke to me that we would know the day and the hour because we are his friends. And so he told me 11:50. He's given a lot of people time. Ask him what time, what hour he's coming, Deborah, if you have faith for it, and tell us what he tells you. And everybody in chat, if you have a time, tell us. I think everybody posted their times earlier. But he has told at least 20 people that I know a time that he's coming. It's exciting. And an hour. So we know the day is today, and we know that, you know, and I believe it with all my heart. Like, I'm not just saying that. I know I've been saying today for 4 months now, but that's what he spoke, and I believe it. And I told him, he gives me no permission to think about tomorrow. He actually, I was starting to do some planning because I have things to do with the kids, and I was filling up the calendar, and he told me, yeah, I know you have to do that because you have the kids. I understand that. He said, but, you know, don't plan on being here for this. And I said, oh, I'm not. But then I was thinking about, you know, the Lord, and I was about to do something, and he said, I didn't ask you to believe that. I gave you no permission to think about tomorrow. He said, I only gave you permission to think about today. And he like, got on my case. He was like, when am I coming for you? Like a coach. And I went, today. He goes, good. Believe it.
Like, awesome.
So he won't let me. My faith's kicking in, you know. I'm like, well, Lord, if you're not here by September, I need to go back to work. And he was like, what did I tell you to believe for? And I said, he goes, okay, I'm coming. I'm like, okay, never mind. And I said, Lord, I've been out of work for 7 months because you're coming. So I said, you need to, my family needs to vanish before my resources vanish. Because I said, they're vanishing. You don't just not work and, like, you know. And he laughed. He went, you will. You'll be vanishing. Don't worry. I just want people to know that, you know, those of us that are walking in faith right now, it really is. He's pushing my faith to the limit. Because when he told me to quit my job, you know, the first date we got was December 25th. I'm good to quit my job for a month, you know. Like, no big deal. But 7 months later, you know, I'm like, you know, I've had my talks with the Lord, but he's very consistent. And believe me, he does not leave single moms. He doesn't play games like that with single moms and take the dad to say, you know, it doesn't make sense. He provides through working, you know, and so that's what you do. But the thing is, he's coming. So I hope people can take comfort in that, knowing that, I mean, I'm not working because God told me he's coming, and he's saying, you won't be going. I'm coming. You will be vanishing before your resources vanish. So just be encouraged, everybody. He's having me believe down to the last dollar, I mean, really, in my bank account. And I have a child to take care of. And so if it was just me, I would be like, you know, and he's like, no, I told you to believe this, and I absolutely do believe it. And he's not lying. He's not playing games. And we're going to understand it all in the blink of an eye why he did it this way. But I was talking to Jerry last night on the phone, and we both agreed that it's pretty ingenious to give out a bunch of dates. But remember, Jerry, how we were saying that the way that God's doing it this way? Can you kind of explain why?
I don't know how well I can get back to that, but basically, you know, he's using us to keep the confusion of the enemy. I mean, the premise was, you know, the enemy's got to follow us to try to figure out what God's going to do. And I believe over recent history, we've seen them come very close to doing things like this Peace Treaty and whatever, because they have this template they're trying to go by to sort of construct the world at the right time for when God takes his people out. And so when we go along and they set on faith and pursue, you know, the leading that he gives us, we're creating tremendous difficulty for the other side to figure out what in the world is going to happen. And what, you know, because of all these dates and, it's got to be driving them crazy because they can't figure out exactly what's going to happen. And I think they've been ready to do certain things on certain days many times, and then it's been called off because what they expected to happen hasn't happened, because they know the church or the faithful have to be taken out before there are certain things that they can do. And so I think it's absolutely part of a strategy. I mean, we're just good soldiers, and, you know, part of the job of soldiers is to confuse the enemy and to do things that make the enemy think one thing is going to happen when, in fact, something else is going to happen. So it's just good strategy. It just makes – it really makes perfect sense, and it's perfect military strategy. So, you know, there's one other thing I'm going to say about the 28th. And that is, it's 21 days from the 7th, which was the day before Pentecost.
Hmm.
And 21 days is one of the time periods you can apply to the sending of the doves from Noah's Ark. And obviously, you know, there's the 21 days in Daniel and so on and so forth. But he's really got me going from Saturday to Saturday here, from the 7th. The 14th to the 21st, and then the 28th, and he's spoken pretty powerfully to me about that. Now, I can't, you know, I'm not exactly sure what he's going to do, because today, he was really talking today to me, and so I was asking Daddy for the car keys, I can tell you that.
Okay.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Very. Oh,
yeah.
My
goodness. Well, guys, the show's over now.
And
so,
the bride says,
come!
Oh, Jesus. Love y'all. Love you, Chet. Love you on the line.
Love
you out
guys.
There. Love you, everybody.
Love you,
Deborah. Love you,
guys.
Love you, Joe. Love you, Jerry.
Love
you,
everybody.
Bye.